Thank you very much. Welcome everyone to this second meeting and first telephone conference for the VI PDP Working Group. I hope you've all seen the agenda that I put forward for this meeting, which you can find on the wiki for the working group. Let's start with item one. Glenn, if you could start a roll call, please.
Yes, certainly. I'll do that for you, Stefan. On the call, we have Mike O'Connor, Barry Cobb, Michele Nilon, George Sadowski, Christiane Ormen, Richard Tindall, Jeff Newman, Krista Papak, Faisal Shah, Ching Chau, Roberto Gaetano, Stefan van Gelder, Ruslan Satterthwaite, Avery Doria, Ken Stubbs, David Maher, Graeme Chenoweth, Vladimir Shaganov, Brian Cute, Jeff Eckhouse, Dan Trumpadet, who is on in for the alternate for somebody else, Christina Rosette, Frederick Feldman, Michael Pelage, and for staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Margie Milam, Liz Gaster, and
Mike Zupka.
Mike Zupka, yes, sorry, Mike Zupka. And we have, in the meantime, others that have joined. Paul Diaz, Alan Greenberg, and Staten Hammock. And we also have Gisela Gruber-White and Glenda Saint-Gerie. Thank you, Stefan. And sorry, Ben Anderson has just joined as well.
Thank you very much for doing that, Glenn. So welcome everyone who's just joined. My name is Stefan van Gelder. I'm the interim chair of this group until item two is over of today's agenda. And I will be acting from then on as council liaison liaison to the GNSO Council for this group. So I'm sure most of you have followed the discussions so far on the list. My suggestion for the agenda was to start with the election of a chair or vice chairs, depending on what the group would like to do. So far, I have only seen nominations for chair, and I have seen three nominations. If I miss anyone out, please point it out to me. Those nominations being myself, Mikey, and Roberto. Before I go on, can I just ask people or remind people that there is an Adobe Connect room for this meeting, so if you do wish to speak, and you can, you are able to use that, please use that system to raise your hand, and that will mean that we can give you the mic, and if you don't use that, just speak up and we'll add you to the queue. So coming back to the chair issue, have I missed any nominations out? Hearing no one, let me just start off by saying that I respectfully decline the nomination, although I want to thank the person who did nominate me for doing so, but I don't feel that seeing the discussion that we've had in this group so far, that there would be everyone would be comfortable with having a registrar stakeholder group representative chairing this group, and that is fine, so I will not stand for the post of chair, and so that will leave us with two candidates, Mikey and Roberto. I would suggest, first of all, that both candidates review their nominations, and I think both have accepted the nominations and sent us on the email list some explanation of why they have decided to volunteer for the role of chair, but perhaps both of you can just give us a brief explanation why it is you're doing it, and maybe answer people's questions. Mikey, Roberto, you both on the call?
Oh, this is Mikey. I'm on the call.
Yeah, Roberto as well.
Great. Mikey, do you want to start?
Sure. I also want to thank Barry for nominating me, and I will accept the nomination. But I would like to start right off by saying that I would quite cheerfully serve as a co-chair with Roberto, and in fact would be somewhat daunted by the prospect of serving as the solo chair of this group. It's a very large group. It's got a very complex topic, a lot of ground to cover in not very much time, and I quite frankly think that it would be very helpful to have more than one person in the leadership group. So I'd like to amplify that part of my statement. I'm a pretty good project manager, and so that's really the contribution that I would like to make to the chair role, is to help move a pretty large group along as quickly as we can. I'm also a big fan of consensus decision making. I tried to point that out in my statement. I've been doing it for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And so those are sort of the two things that I bring to the table. The one thing that I don't bring to the table is a very strong opinion about what the outcome of the group should be. I've been following the discussion, but haven't formed strong opinions and don't have a stake in the outcome. So there's a quick synopsis. Roberto, over to you.
Well, thank you for saying what you said, because that is a big relief, because I'm pretty much in a similar situation, in the sense that I think that the task is pretty big, the time is short. My strong point is more than project management is, I would say, the ability to talk to people. So if we can do this in a couple with somebody who pushes the agenda forward and stops me when I lose. A little bit in the details, my speaking, that will be great. And I'm also very much happy to hear that Mickey also doesn't have a strong opinion on what the outcome must be. I don't have any specific interest in one outcome rather than the than another, and I think that I fully endorse the proposal that Mickey has thrown for discussion to co-chair this working group, the two of us.
Right.
Unless there are other, other candidatures that come up during the call.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks to both of you. I think you've both made our task considerably simpler by being both in phase with the idea of a co-chair. I suggest that I saw that Michele had his hand up. I see Ken has, you have your hand up. But before going to both of you, I would suggest, first of all, that I just ask the group if anyone is opposed to the idea of having two co-chairs. If there's no opposition, then we can move straight on to asking if there's anyone that's opposed to having the two candidates serve in one of those two positions. So is anyone opposed to the idea of, rather than having one chair, having two co-chairs? Good. Okay. I don't think, to answer Jeff's point on the chat, that we need a motion to do that. This call is being recorded, and that consensus will have been recorded. So could I ask the group once it, well, let me just go to Michele first, who wanted to speak earlier on, before I ask the group if there's any opposition to the two candidates that's as co-chairs. Michele.
Thanks, Stefan. The other thing I was going to say was just another thing which is worth noting was that Mickey is in North America while Roberto is in Europe. So in terms of time zones, that's also a good thing, because I can imagine that at various points during this group's work that there will be conflicts and everything else. So with two different time zones in play for two different co-chairs, I don't see that being a positive thing. And I also support both candidates. Thanks.
Okay, great. Ken, your hand was up to make the motion. I don't, as I said, I don't think that there's any need for that, but you can make it if you want. If people feel that, a motion is needed at this stage, Ken?
I don't think it's necessary. I just can't figure out how to take my hand down on the,
okay.
on the site.
No problem. Gray, you wanted to say something, and then we'll move on to the the vote.
My only comment was that obviously when you have two chairs, it involves more syncing between the two to make sure that you have good information that everything is working. You know, it's easier if there's just one point of contact. So I just raised that as hopefully something we can think about, work through. It's obviously a lot of work, but there is that syncing issue that comes up that I hope we do pay attention to.
Is that something that either of the co-chairs elect to be, sorry, want to answer?
This is Mikey. Let me dive in on that. I actually am looking forward to staying in close touch with Roberto because I plan to learn a lot from him, and don't see any difficulty with that at all.
Okay, well, there's good spirits there. That's a good encouraging sign. Michael Palage, you have your hand up?
Yes, Stefan. Just a little help for the co-chairs. What the high security zone working group does is the chairs generally have a 15 minute call at the beginning of the week before the group-wide call where there's the opportunity to sync up with staff and outside consultants in moving the project forward. So that's just something that the co-chairs may want to consider in syncing up their work. It's worked well in the high security zone working group.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Do any of the two candidates want to, just dive in if you do. Otherwise, I'll just keep on scrolling down the list of people who want to speak. Roberto, you're next anyway.
Yeah, I think that there's also, from my point of view, it will be good not only to have coordination between the two co-chairs, but also to have coordination with you, Stefan, as the liaison with the GNSO. I think that if we have these calls, that is a good idea. And in any case, we have tight coordination. This should be extended to you as well.
Thanks very much. I'll be happy to help in any way that I can.
Yeah, Michele. Mikey, I agree with that as well.
Thank you,
I'm
Mikey.
Just backing up what Michael Palage was saying. In the one of the RAA things, which I was co-chairing up until recently, we had like a 15-minute call between the co-chairs, the staff, and sometimes other third parties just before we'd have our own, earlier in the day, before we'd have our actual meeting. So it was easy just that we'd actually be able to coordinate so we weren't disagreeing too violently.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions for the candidates? Okay, then I suppose we should move on to the vote, and I'll try and make this as simple as I can. Is anyone opposed to having the two candidates, Mikey O'Connor and Roberto Gaetano, as co-chairs of this working group? Please speak up now if you are. Hearing no opposition, I am glad to hand over control of this meeting and the group to both of the co-chairs. Perhaps I can just give, because I drew up the agenda, just give you a heads up on the next three items. The first one was initiated by me and has already generated some discussion, you may want to ask the group if they feel that discussing the idea of limiting participation is worthwhile or not. Some people felt it wasn't and we shouldn't even discuss this. I left it on the agenda, but it may be a point that the group wants to move over quickly. The second is obviously a housekeeping matter, and the first is important for us as a group today, because the GNSO Council has asked the working group to come back with a definitive objective 5, either one definitive version or two possibilities, in time for our next meeting, which leaves you very little time, leaves you, the group, very little time to complete that. So I suggest that should be your main objective in terms of today's agenda item. Guys, it's all yours. Thanks.
All right. This is Mikey. Roberto, do you want me to run the meeting? Do you want to run the meeting?
Yeah, well, why don't you start? The only thing that I wanted to check is whether whether we need also to discuss the follow-up of the list of points that were sent to the board, or whether the explanation that went on between Milton and Tim and Jeff is sufficient, and we can go on with that. So send to the board. But in the meantime, not to be stopped in our work, and that can be added as AOB at the end. But yes, why don't you go on and start running the meeting?
Mikey, this is Ken Stubbs. I have a real quick point of order.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Stefan, I'm somewhat confused by your comments with regard to the council. Exactly what is the council asking for by their next meeting?
This is Mikey. I think I can clarify that. During the chartering phase of this working group, there were 5 objectives listed in the charter, and there were 2 versions put forward, and I believe that we need to decide which version to settle on. Is that right, Stefan?
Well, that was my... Are you asking somebody in particular?
Can people hear me?
Yeah, sorry. Now we can't step
on. Oh,
I
sorry, I was
on
mute. So I was saying that, Mikey, you were correct for the most part. What? First of all, let me start by congratulating both of you, which I forgot to do earlier on. The council, in its motion... for those of you who followed the Nairobi meeting, you will remember that there was a discussion on the objective 5, which was we did not reach in the drafting team consensus on the objective 5. So 2 versions were proposed to the council, and the council decided to adopt the charter with the proviso that the group would go away and either come back with 2 definitive versions, alternate versions that the council would then be tasked with choosing, you know, between one of the two, or the better solution, the preferred solution, would be for the group itself to determine a final objective 5. After the council meeting in Nairobi, the group had its first meeting, face-to-face meeting in Nairobi, and started working on Objective 5, and that the work so far is up on the Adobe Connect right now. That is not final, so it is now up to the group to finalize either that objective or go back to 2 versions of Objective 5. But I suggest that if it's possible to just work on this version, try and finalize that. And you will need to send that back to the council for consideration by, well, let me look up the date, and I'll put it up on the chat in just a minute when I found it.
Thanks, Stefan. Ken, does that meet your point of order? I'd like to zip us through a couple of the earlier agenda items before we take this up.
That's all I needed, Mikey. Thanks.
Okay. If we could go back to the agenda that was up on the screen a minute ago. Whoever is running the Adobe Connect is doing a fabulous job, by the way. I bet that's Marika. The next point that we need to take up is just the breadth of working group participation. Given that it's almost the top of the hour and we've only got about a half an hour left before the end of this call, why don't we just take about 5 minutes to discuss this. If anybody has strong opinions, let's hear from you now. Otherwise, we'll defer this until we run into a problem. So far, things seem to be working all right, although it's a very large group. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I as I said on the list, I have a strong opinion in not limiting this working group. I think to figure out a mechanism to limit this working group is next to impossible. Many of you have seen my comments on the statements of interest. I think the issue is that unlike other PDPs we've done where it's kind of easy to break people down into different categories, you know, of contracted parties and non-contracted parties, I think people here are wearing, I think I put it sent around a list last week and not everyone was on it, of like 8 different hats. You know, because even if you're a non-contracted party, you may want to be a contracted party and you may want to have a view. So to make a long story short, I know it's too late, I think it's impossible to limit the membership by category, and therefore we should just get on with the work.
This is Mikey. For those of you who are only on the call and not on the Adobe Connect, there's a pretty good series of agree with Jeff comments showing up in the chat. Jeff Eckhaus, up to you.
Yeah, I was actually one who questioned, who was thinking about the limiting, but I've sort of, I guess you can evolve into thinking that there is no possible way to limit it, and that I believe that the only way we could have is if it was from the council had asked that we limited it, sort of like how the STI worked. So I think that it's going to be impossible, and I'd move to agenda item 4 of the frequency of these working group calls and maybe the length of the calls, because I don't see any way we could limit it. So let's try and see if we could maybe get some more time on the agenda so we can move forward with the group size that we have.
Okay, Jeff. Checking with the next two folks in the queue, Stefan and Alan, is it all right if we
ahead? It's Alan. I do have one thing I want to raise.
Same here. Oh.
Okay, go ahead, Stefan.
Thanks. First point is that the deadline for submitting documents for the next council meeting is actually tomorrow. So if the group is able to come to some kind of agreement today on Objective 5, that would be useful. Second point, I do agree that the discussion on limiting the group is probably moot at this point. You have two co-chairs now, which changes things, plus the group is actually limited because there's a deadline for volunteers that has passed, so no further volunteers can join unless the chairs want to allow them to. So I have to agree with what's being said already there.
Thanks, Stefan. Alan?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask the question that Stefan just referred to of, is the deadline for volunteering a hard one, or will the group still accept new volunteers, just for clarification?
I think, this is Mikey, given the size of the group, I'm inclined personally to say that this is a hard deadline, but I don't want to make that decision for the group. I just think that we do have to be mindful of the size of it, and it's very large. It's the biggest one I've ever seen. Any other comments on participation? I'm not seeing any opposition to the notion of leaving it the size it is and moving on to the
Margie has her hand up.
Oh, Margie's there. Sorry, go ahead.
Sure, Mikey. I just wanted to point out that the working group guidelines typically do not limit participation in groups, so it would be, I don't think it would be our standard to say that the group size would be closed at this point.
Fair enough. Thanks for the clarification. We're about 2 minutes away from my arbitrary 5-minute deadline. Ken, you're next.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I hear a lot of hellos. I don't know if some of us have been dropped or not.
Hello?
Mikey, Roberto, are you there?
I'm here.
You may want to take over as co-chair, considering Mikey appears to have somehow been dropped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Oh. I muted myself. Sorry about that. Jeff Newman's next.
Yeah, sorry. Real quick point before moving on to four. I think there will or there may come a time in this group that we'll be asked to provide opinions from each of the stakeholder groups. And I think for that purpose and that purpose alone, perhaps people should go back to their groups and figure out who the primary person to indicate the will of that stakeholder group is. And we should just indicate that in the notes, but not for the purpose of limiting participation.
That's a great idea. I'll take that as an action item. How do you want to go about determining who that is? Do you want to let the stakeholder groups just determine for themselves?
Yeah, that's normal practice.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Roberto?
Yeah, although it might be a good idea, I don't want to go in the direction where we reproduce in the working group the scheme of the constituencies that we have. That was the major point in the GNSO review, was to get away with the reproducing in working group the composition of the constituencies. So I think that we might be aware of the risk of doing this.
Avery, was that your point as well? I saw that you disagreed and then popped off.
This is Jeff. I'll just withdraw that then. I mean, it wasn't that big of a point.
Okay. Christina?
I actually agree with Jeff's suggestion only to the extent that somebody is going to purport to be speaking on behalf of a particular stakeholder group. So in other words, if I were to say, well, the IPC thinks blah, 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 I think I would have an obligation beforehand to indicate that I was the person authorized to speak on behalf of the IPC. But other than that, I think I agree with everyone else.
Maybe that's the way to handle it, then, is for people to self-identify their role when they're speaking. We'll presume that people are speaking as individuals unless they indicate that they're speaking for the group. I was actually thinking more in terms of the other direction, making sure that there's somebody who takes it upon themselves to report back to their stakeholder group and keep them up to date and obtain opinions and thoughts. So I, too, will withdraw my thought. We're drawing to the end. I'm going to take McKaylee and Alan and then close this off. McKaylee, go.
Just reiterating a bit what Christina was saying. I mean, basically, I only speak for myself, and I always make a point of making that clear. But in case anybody hasn't got that clear in their heads, if I give my opinion, it's my personal opinion. It might be the opinion of my company because I own the company, but it should never be construed as being anything else, and I would never take it upon myself to speak on behalf of all registrars because unless I was told to do so by the registrars. And I think that would be a fairly good assumption to make with most people unless you're completely insane and just love having arguments with people in your constituency.
Alan? You get last word. And I think
sorry,
you're
I was on
mute.
There
you go.
Just pointing out that we're still running under PDP rules, which call for things like constituency statements. So it may be useful to know who it is that's in power to talk or submit something on behalf of the constituencies if we get to that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to call this part of the discussion closed and haven't heard any significant opposition to the idea of leaving the size of the work group essentially unbounded. And would like to move on to the housekeeping item of how often to have these calls. Alan's laughing in the background. Please mute. While
no, it's not. It's not me.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Kaylee.
Kaylee's laughing in the background. Anyway, anybody opposed to the idea of weekly calls? Seems like weekly is what we're going to need at a minimum to get through all this stuff.
It's a very weekly 1.5 hours would be excellent.
Going once at 1.5 hours once a week, doodles to follow. Okay, that's the plan. Let's move on to Objective 5. That's clearly much more substantive work. And
sorry, Mikey, can I just make a quick comment on that? Can we just make sure that it's set up for the same time every week as opposed to doodles each week for the best
yeah.
time?
Yes, absolutely. Agreed. Marika, do you, I'm assuming it was you that put the Objective 5 language up. Could you put that back up on the Adobe Connect room? And why don't we spend 15 minutes? Let's try to get this wrapped up by 12:15. And given that this is consensus, my inclination is to say that we will either agree or defer. And we'll see if we can come to agreement in 15 minutes, and if we can't, then we'll work on coming to agreement by next week's call. Milton, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
You bet.
All right. I was on the drafting team and not in Nairobi, so I'm not sure what happened to Objective 5 in the interim between the time the drafting team turned it in and what came out of Nairobi. But it seems like the board resolution really alters what were some of the original intentions of Objective 5, and particularly the part about determining whether what's being proposed in a DAG constitutes a material deviation from current and past restrictions, blah, blah, blah. That all seems quite irrelevant now because the board has given us a new baseline, which is not the DAG. And therefore, whatever we do, probably that language should be eliminated, aside from the fact that the sentence it's part of is completely ungrammatical. So that's my initial contribution. There's another debate to be had about what it means for us to determine how the world's population is affected by various changes we make. That discussion to what should be an easier decision, which is to eliminate the part of Objective 5 that discusses the options set out in the most recent version of the DAG and whether they constitute a material deviation.
Okay. Jeff?
Actually,
I'm just going to go through the queue for a little while and see if we can get a theme that emerges. And I would encourage everybody to sort of listen very hard to what the prior speakers have said and try and shape the conversation to something that we could get to agreement on by not too long from now. Jeff, go ahead.
If I could actually defer till after Mike Silver speaks, because he may provide a point on the last one that was raised.
Sure. Mike?
Thanks. I would just encourage the working group to largely ignore the board resolution. That baseline is intended to be an unintrusive baseline, so one that wouldn't interfere or wouldn't direct the working group in terms of its PDP, but to give a fallback position if this working group can't develop the policy in time. And I think that needs to be taken as the critical aspect of the board resolution is we don't want to interfere. So that's a baseline, interpret it as you will, but it's a baseline only so far as this working group doesn't come up with a policy. And I would then ignore the board's baseline and rather look at where this working group wants to go.
All right. That's very helpful. Somebody on the staff might want to capture that part of the transcript and publish it to the list, because I think that that's a nugget that we probably want to highlight. Jeff, back to you.
Yeah, I thank you, Mike, for that. I do want to make the similar point to Milton, as that I do believe that the options in the DAG should not be considered as any kind of have any kind of standing. I think there are a number of options that were presented. I'm not sure the DAG, in fact, I know the DAG didn't capture all of them. I think one of the things that should be done by this group is to capture all of the possible proposals and to evaluate them. My comment specifically on Objective 5 is that I thought the drafting team's version was much too narrow because it just left the so what. You know, you can judge whether DAG 3 presented a material deviation, but then there was no so what. So what do you do with that once you make that judgment? But my fear is that when we make it broader, and this is which I think I'm inclined to agree with, that the timeline and the timeline that's set forth in the charter just doesn't take into consideration things like expert opinions and things on markets, you know, internet users in general and the retail and wholesale markets for domain names. There's no time built in to actually get that expert opinion or, you know, get the actual information that we need. So as we think about making it broader, we also need to think about, you know, the timeline that we set up that's in the charter.
This is Mikey again. The timeline in the charter is a topic that I want to take up with Roberto and Stefan before commenting on, because it is quite aggressive, and we need to understand the interrelationship between our timeline and the DAG and the board decision. So I'd like to defer that one, if we could, and zero in on this objective, if we can. Can folks start? I'm going to get to Richard in a second, but then can folks start crafting alternate language that we could start maybe dropping into the chat that we could start to evaluate to refine this? Or are we at some point I want to come to the decision as to whether we're really able to make a choice today or whether we need to defer. But Richard, you're next.
Yeah, this is Richard Tindall. So if I heard Milton correctly, he's proposing that we delete the sort of last piece, if you like, of the current Objective 5, which is the bit asking, does it constitute a material deviation? If I misstated you then, Milton, please jump in. But if that is the case, then I agree with that. I think the current objective is asking two things. It's asking to assess impacts of various alternatives, and then it's asking, secondly, to me, you know, do any of those options constitute material deviation? So I agree with Milton. I don't think that second part adds much to it. In fact, the DAG lays out such a very, very broad range that the answer, you know, has to be, and there is such a diversity in current contracts that the answer to that second part has to be, yes, of course it's a material deviation. You know? So at least in part, you know, in the various options that the DAG lays out. So I agree. I think we should be removing that sort of last piece that talks about constituting material deviation. The first part of the current objective looks pretty good to me so far. Maybe we can tweak that a little bit, but let's drop the second part.
Should I go ahead? This is Milton again.
I can't hear Mickey, but Milton, why don't you go ahead?
Mikey here. I got to get off the mute button. I'm terribly sorry. Milton, I was wondering if Pelage could go in front of you since he hasn't spoken before.
Sure.
Milton.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Mike Pelage. Just an administrative process consideration for the co-chairs. One of the things we've done in the high security working zone is recognizing that not all participants are able to participate on the weekly call because of time differences. Before taking a definitive action, we generally put stuff out on the list in the wiki for 1 week. So instead of trying to sign off here on Objective 5, perhaps just allow the entire working group, since we do have such a large group, perhaps use the wiki and the mailing list to flesh this out. We have found, at least in the high security working zone, that taking that extra time before taking substantive decisions regarding mission statements and stuff like that tends to be conducive towards moving the group forward and not having to revisit stuff week after week. That's just something to consider.
Thanks, Mike.
Mikey, Stefan, can I just address that?
I was going to refer to you. You go. Go ahead.
Thanks very much. I think that's a good suggestion, Mike, but I don't think it's appropriate in this case for two reasons. First of all, the discussion on Objective 5 has been going on for a while. I agree that all present working group participants may not have been included in that discussion because it started in the drafting team and some of the working group people weren't in Nairobi or weren't following that. But it has been going on for a while. And also, if we do what you suggest, we will miss the GNSO Council deadline. Now, that deadline is flexible to some extent in that, I mean, you know, if the group misses it, then the group misses it. And the GNSO Council is open, I believe, to a deadline being missed by a couple of days and discussing it on the list prior to the meeting. But the meeting is next week anyway, so you know, if you take a week, if the group takes a week to discuss this further, then you will definitely miss the next council meeting. So my advice to the group would be to try it. Milton has said earlier on the chat that he had some language that he wanted to propose for Objective 5. Perhaps he can start with that. If you are able to work it out today, it would be a great step forward.
Thanks, Stefan.
Milton, I think you're next up.
Okay. I'm going to propose two very specific ways of modifying the language. The simplest one is to take the existing language and just put a period after the word non-discriminatory access so that you basically get the first four lines of what we have in front of us. Another alternative I'd like to float, a little bit more controversial, is to delete Objective 5 altogether, which is why it would be helpful if we had the entire charter in front of us so that we could see what else is authorized by the existing charter. The problem, as indicated by Jeff Newman, with Objective 5 is that it seems to imply a kind of fact-finding and research mission that is simply not something that we can really do. However, the saving grace of that language is that it says, using the information that we already have to date, we can make sort of ballpark determinations that we think certain kinds of policy changes or structural changes will have certain beneficial or harmful effects on consumers in the market and so on and so forth. But the real problem we've always had, at least I've always had, with in the debate over Objective 5 has been the incredible amount of research and analysis it seems to imply that this working group would be conducting. And I'm just skeptical as to whether we can really pretend to be doing that. That's all.
That's a very helpful comment, because we really don't, in the time frame that we're chartered under anyway, we certainly don't have time to do much in the way of new research. I would entertain that if we felt that the existing charter covered everything else that would otherwise have been in that Objective 5. Brian, I think maybe we'll take your comment, and then maybe what we could do is get a little straw poll up on the Adobe Connect to just get a sense from the group between Milton's two suggestions, one being, well, let's make it three choices. I like Milton's change to the language. I like Milton's idea of dropping Objective 5, or I don't like either of those, and we'll just get a sense of the group and see where we're at. Brian, you're up.
Thanks, Mikey. Without getting to endorsing Milton's proposal one way or the other, with regard to the version of Objective 5 that was up there before Milton's proposals, the first area to test the effects was the impact on Internet users. And if whoever made that recommendation, if they wouldn't mind elaborating as to why they thought that segment was important for doing an effects analysis, I'd like to hear that. I also think that this really represents a significant conundrum for this group and for this work. I agree with Jeff's remarks and Milton's remarks. To do an effects analysis on wholesale markets, retail markets, and registrants, you're talking about considerable expertise in the areas of competition law. You're talking about considerable expertise in the area of economics and a combination of those studies and research and analysis. I think we all see that problem. At the same time, if we turn the direction of this work around where we are not going to undertake any analysis of that nature and put forward policy recommendations, and using Milton's words, policy recommendations that may include about what the impacts on registrants may be, I don't think we can do that without some analytical basis. And the last point I'll make is that one of the frustrations of the process so far on this entire issue from the beginning of time when staff teed it up is that there have been iterations of what I would characterize as complete or not actually well-founded economic analyses have been used as a basis to put positions in the wise. And what I don't think we want to do is perpetuate that problem.
I like all of those comments a lot. I'm going to violate my own rules. I'm going to let Stefan speak a little bit and Jeff have last word. No, Alan, I'm not going to let you in. And we're going to cut this off. Stefan, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. Just a couple of things. I just wanted to react to Christina said on the chat that if we went with Milton's suggestion of deleting Objective 5, which to me personally seems like a good way of taking this forward, then we couldn't modify the charter because council had to do so. My understanding is that council has asked us to do exactly that, i.e. forward them a suggestion on how to modify that charter with respect to Objective 5. So if the group desires to send council a suggestion that we delete that, that is, in my mind, fine and consistent with the request that council put to the group.
Jeff Newman?
Yeah, there's a discussion going on in the chat about breaking these things into different phases, which I think may merit some discussion. I know, Mike, you wanted to cut it off, but there's some good discussion going on. My only comment on breaking into phases, I got to say I agree with Brian. We can't really change, we can't recommend a policy without doing the research and analysis as to what those changes in policy are going to entail. And I do agree with Brian that that has been severely lacking to date. And so, you know, we should think about researching it and putting it into phases, but we can't just decide today that that's, or on this call that's going to happen, one, because it's something to think about, and two, not everyone's on this call in the working group, so that's even before we take a poll as to what we're going to do, we probably need to put that out to the email list.
Okay, this is Mikey. I'm going to draw this to a close. I don't think that we're going to be able to conclude this because I agree that the conundrum that Brian raises is too important to just blow through with a call, unfortunately, much as I would like to make that deadline. I think what we'll have to do is throw this to the list, and I would encourage people to come up with some proposals regarding the phases of the work. One of the things that I could use some clarification on is how firm the deadline for our deliverable is vis-a-vis the DAG and the board, whether Brussels is firm or whether we could come up with a phased approach where we delivered some things by Brussels and some things by the next meeting. That does strike me as a little bit too much to tackle all on the phone call. And so why don't we admit defeat on that particular one for this call, much as I wanted to, and we'll pick it up hard on the list with kudos to all. Milton, I guess I want to circle back to you. where do you stand on the conundrum of research? Are you pretty much in line with Brian and Jeff that the research is an important part of this and hasn't been sufficiently done to date? Hate to put you on the spot like that, but...
This is Milton. I think what my whole approach to this working group to begin with was that we should have a short-term and a long-term approach, and that the short-term approach would clear the way for the new GTLD process to go ahead expeditiously by making some minor determination about the DAG as being a deviation from policy. You remember that original language in Objective 5. So if the group said the DAG is okay, and that was not all that big a deviation from current practice, and then we would go ahead with the long-term issues about, you know, proprietary TLDs, about complete vertical integration, where that goes. That was my original idea. I think the board has destroyed that conception of how we could proceed, so I'm not sure exactly how to solve this conundrum. I think if we say we're going to study the effects, and we're also going to do that in, say, 3 months, we're lying, because we don't really know that. But on the other hand, the point that Anthony Van Kuveren was making, which is that, you know, different parties will not accept the results of economic analysis anyway if they don't like the policy outcome suggests. Mm-hmm. So the research is going to possibly introduce a year or two of delay without necessarily creating consensus. So I'm afraid I didn't really answer your question in a simple way, but that's my view.
Well, I don't think that this is a question that can be answered in a simple way, and it's helpful to hear that view. I would like to take a checkpoint at this stage and commend everybody for the tone of this conversation and their willingness to work really hard constructively to get to consensus. I think we have to carry the momentum of the last 20 minutes to the list and see if we can get to resolution on the list over the next week and try and drive this to ground on our next call. Because this is, I think, core to the group, and we just don't have time to do it on the call. Can we go back to the agenda real quick, Marika? And we're five minutes from the end of the call. Could I take a quick show of hands if everybody has a hard stop at this point? We'll probably need. Let's see, we've got public comment forum, staff support, additional information from the board. Mike Silber, was number 8 really what your comment was the additional information from the board, or is that a different agenda item?
I think that is largely covered by it, but there's been enough comment on the list as to possibly warrant a response on list.
Okay. JC, I see you're disagreeing about something, but I didn't see when you put your disagreement up. Do you want to comment?
Sorry about that. Just messing with Adobe, I guess. But if I have the mic, I would like to say that in the chat, there seem to be some strong disagreement on the phasing, and I, for one, wouldn't support phasing. I believe, saying during the very first call of this work group that Brussels is just one step is a rather odd and difficult message to send to the community. We need to have a clear deadline, otherwise the process will keep dragging on, and many of us, if not all, don't want that. So phasing, to me, seems a terrible concept to start with.
Okay. I hear you. Let's have this conversation on the list. We had one piece of AOB, which, quite frankly, I've forgotten.
Mikey, I can introduce this. Jeff Newman.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, so, and Stefan could jump in. There was a list of questions that a number of us had on the board resolution. Simply the use of the terms that were in there, things like entities providing registry services or entities acting as registrars or what it means when you say no cross-ownership at all. So there was a list of about, I think I broke it into four questions with subcategories, and I think Stefan has actually sent those to the board. The board members that are on this call, we would love to have answers to those as soon as possible so we can understand, you know, what your baseline actually is. And I know from the call you've actually said you're deferring to the policy, but you must have had conversations about this in your workshop as to what you meant by each of those words, because every one of those words has some meaning, and so clarification on those would really help.
There was conversation about this on the list. And I, my recollection was that, Milton, you were on the other side of this conversation. Are you okay with the notion that we go ahead and ask the board, but in the meantime carry on as a working group?
Well, I just think it's irrelevant. I mean, the board doesn't know how to answer those questions any more than we do at this point, is my position. And sitting around and waiting for them to answer it as if that really contributes something to our attempt to answer them is not productive. I'm still
right.
Trying to figure out why we didn't just go with a straw poll to find out whether we wanted to delete Objective 5 or cut it in half. Procedurally, I'm a little bit lost right now.
That's a failing of your chair. We could still do that. My sense of the conversation evolved after I suggested the straw poll because of the sort of fundamental nature of the discussion about research. But I'd be happy to put the straw poll up and get a sense of the group. My understanding came to the point of saying that this was probably something we should get out to the list rather than just doing on the call. So I'll take the bullet for that one. This is sort of like catching a football at a dead run on ice, and I will be better prepared for the next meeting.
Mickey, may I?
Go ahead.
I think that there's. I think Milton has a good idea by having a straw poll during the call. However, it has been already noted that not everybody was able to make this call. So I think that if we have a straw poll, it will be much better if we have it on the mailing list, given a very short time, like 24 hours, and do it on the mailing list, given the circumstances. Here in the call, we are pretty even split, seeing the comments. So we are not going to go very far. I believe that if we defer that to the next 24 hours, we do a better job.
I like that idea a lot. Anybody opposed to that, that we do the straw poll, but we do it on the list? We could do a little Survey Monkey poll and get that out there very quickly. Margie, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, I just want to follow up on that to clarify what the straw poll is going to ask. Is it going to ask to delete Objective 5, or is it going to ask to make Milton's suggestion of ending 5 after the word, whatever it was, equivalent access?
The original straw poll that I proposed was three choices. One would be the language change ending Objective 5 before the last sentence. The second being deleted altogether, and the third being I don't like either of those choices. Why don't we leave it at that?
Okay.
Other people have their hands up. We are out of time, folks, and so Mike, Jeff, George. George, you haven't spoken. Why don't you get last word in?
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Clearly, if you look at the board resolution, it's a pretty draconian resolution. And I personally would be very disappointed if somehow the result of this PDP couldn't be fashioned in such a way to provide a better solution to the issue of vertical regulation. I think that Milton has a very good sense of what's going on here.
Great. Thank you, sir. It's 12:30 for me. I'm going to thank you all for your participation, and we will get a bunch of stuff out on the list, including a doodle for the call. A quick sense of the group. People were saying that this time is all right. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to end the call. Sorry. Thanks very much, folks.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Marky.